Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Meddy. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey, what's up? This is DJ Meddy, and you're listening to the Wham Bam East Van Show. We are broadcasting on Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have two amazing photographers in the studio. It's Kat Ashby and Joe Kuntz III. Say hello.
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 And please introduce yourselves to the world.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kat Ashby. I am a Vancouver-based photographer and a rubber chicken enthusiast.
Hi, I'm Joe Kuntz. I'm from a lot of places, and now I'm here in Vancouver.
Yeah, and chicken enthusiast. So who's here in the studio?
We got Panzer the rubber chicken. He's sitting in with us today.
That's awesome. Does he speak?
No, he doesn't. He's a silent type.
Oh, he's a silent type. I thought there's some that little squeal. No,
yeah, yeah. All his friends squeal, and he's the quiet type.
He's the quiet type. Oh, okay. And Joe, you're in a band?
Not at the moment.
Okay, but you used to be. Tell me about the Freeze.
I joined the Freeze in 1986, and played with them off and on up until 2017.
Mm-hmm. When we met.
When you met. Okay. Yeah. We're going to play a song, and then you could tell me a little bit a story about how you guys met after this. All right?
Sure.
Here's Pressure by The Freeze on CJSF.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, and that was pressure. Do you feel the pressure now that you're on air, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Slight pressure.
And that was the first time that song has been on the radio, you were mentioning.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably the first time a lot of people have heard that. It's a golden oldie.
Okay, how did you guys meet?
Oh, yeah, it was 2016, and my good friend Mikey Jack was playing bass for The Freeze, something that he just jumped on to do the tour with. And he was mentioning to me over the internet that he said, "Oh, it's really sad I won't get to, or you won't get to see me play in this band." And I was like, "Yeah, that's unfortunate. The tour isn't coming to Canada." And I looked at the dates, and a Las Vegas date was coming up, and I thought, "Why not? I'll just hop on a plane, fly down to Vegas, photograph the band." And so I did that, and Joe plays guitar in the band, and that was when I first met him, and he sort of blew me away on stage, being the one person that I kind of honed in on, because he was doing more of a performance than just standing there playing. It was a lot of energy, a lot of he was the star up there for me.
Aww.
And so we started talking. I took photos, and we nerded out about photos and music, and that's how we first met, got to know each other kind of over Facebook over the years, and eventually found out we were crazy about each other. So that's, yeah. That's
and it turns out that we're actually just crazy. But, you know, that's another subject. But on the subject of fate, I was at the time sleeping on a couch at my friend's house, who's the other guitar player in a band called the FUs from Boston that I was playing with at the time. And that's when I got a call that the Freeze had a tour booked and they were in desperate need of a guitar player. So being temporarily disenfranchised, as it were, it was a no-brainer. So I had 2 weeks to brush up on my leads after not playing any Freeze material for about 10 years. And it was a scramble to get to Phoenix, and 3 days later we were on tour.
Wow.
And so there were a lot of things that had to fall in line for us to meet each other.
Yeah.
Which makes it that much more significant and special.
Absolutely.
And you're going to tell me about this next song we're going to play. It's called Wire to Lose. Another Freeze song?
This is another Freeze song that I have. I had been writing lots of four tracks for up and coming Freeze albums, you know, should they happen. And this was one of the ones that was pretty much ready to go. And I was also ready to go. I was on my way to Sweden. I was moving to Sweden when they were about to make this album. But I said, well, you know, go ahead and you know, do the song. You know, that's fine. Just make sure that I get credit, which I did not get credit for it on the album.
Okay.
But they did a fantastic version of it, very true to the way I wrote it. And
it's my
very,
favorite Freeze
very
song.
Proud of that song.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
really like that.
Here
one.
We go.
Sure.
Nice. So good. So good. All right. Did you know that Panzer, the rubber chicken, has his own coloring book? So tell us about this coloring book.
Panzer likes to go places. He's sort of the traveling chicken. And so he's, of the places he goes, I'm constantly taking photos of him everywhere. And during the pandemic, I thought this is a good, you know, a good opportunity to try something different. So I thought, we'll try to make a coloring book, you know, had an iPad and figured out how to trace on top of existing photos. So put that all together, did a little run of coloring books.
Yeah, and Panzer has his own clothes. Did you make that?
Yeah, well, my mom, who is like an amazing seamstress and kilt maker, she made his incredible kilt.
And a backpack.
And the backpack, yep. And I made the vest. He's got to have his little battle vest. So
wow. And studs on the vest. That is so crazy.
Yeah,
I love it.
Crazy is definitely the word.
Yes. Oh, Panzer is rocking out today. Okay, and every day. Okay, we're going to play one of your favorite songs called Marry Me Anne.
Love it.
Marry Me Anne by the Dickies. And how did you get to know the Dickies? Because they're not from Vancouver.
No, and actually this is one of those bands that, you know, I sort of missed, you know, jumping on the Dickies wagon early on. And when I discovered them, I just realized I had missed out on so much. And this song is one of those songs that every time I hear it, it gives me the chills. I have to crank it. I have to put, you know, good speakers or headphones on to just really give it my full attention. And it's amazing. I love it.
So Kat and Joe, they actually have two cats at home, and they say they're actually listening to the show right now. Tell me about your cats.
Oh, they're the sweetest little kitties. We've got a big orange boy, and his name is Rumham, and he's very special.
He's a very special boy.
Yeah.
He's my good buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we've got a little calico, and they're just both so charismatic and hilarious, and both rescued from the SPCA, and they're just amazing.
Fantastic, and we have an SPCA PSA right now.
Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for a direction on where to take the animal.
And we're back with Kat and Joe, guys. All right. And we're going to talk about photography because did you know, I know Kat is an amazing photographer. I didn't know, Joe, you're a photographer too.
I am. Yes.
Yeah. And what kind of gear do you guys use when you do your photography?
I use a Nikon, what am I shooting with? D850. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the big... last big dinosaurs. Yeah, it's everything has kind of gone smaller and more compact and more efficient. And I've got the big dinosaur, so I like it. It's old and clunky, and it's yeah.
It gives you a workout.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've got some really pretty sweet pipes from shooting with that thing.
Wow. How about you, Joe?
I actually just jumped into the mirrorless world, and I'm shooting with a Nikon Z6 II at the moment, but my favorites are definitely the old film cameras and medium format.
Wow! And how did you guys get into it?
I've always been into photography since I was really little. My parents would always give me those little disposables and the little Kodak 110s, and I would chase cats around and take photos of them, and just never stopped.
Okay, but you never went to school, and it was just kind of self-taught?
Pretty much self-taught. I did take a community college course in Edmonton when I was living just outside of Edmonton, and got the fundamentals, the basics, and learned digital through that. Mm-hmm. And just a lot of self-taught, but
Okay, and let's talk about this calendar. Okay, so this one's called Photosynthesis.
Yeah, I put out a calendar for this year, and it's kind of a macro flower and insects on flowers and sort of anything that that doesn't run away from me. And I don't have to wait for stage lights for these ones. So it's it's a nice easy subject to go find flowers in the garden and just kind of get whatever's blooming in season. And so I made a calendar of whatever's kind of blooming when it is and put out a little calendar.
Yeah, and then in the past you've also done one with like a Stonehenge thing, or
I went to Easter Island, Rapa Nui, years ago, and when I came back, I thought, oh, I'll throw together a calendar with those images, and it was a life changing, experience for myself, mm-hmm. and it was a trip of a lifetime, so. Yeah,
and let's talk about other places that you've traveled to.
Where have I gone? Joe and I went to Boston and the East Coast on a little bit of a journey pre-pandemic, and we went a little bit of a photo journey and then rented a van and drove from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and that was a really cool little road trip of travel.
Went to the East Coast to gather what was left of my belongings and bring them back west.
That's right. Yes, because you're not from Vancouver. Yes, you're from Maryland?
I grew up in Maryland, right outside of D.C., mm-hmm. and then I moved to Cape Cod, then to Boston, then to Sweden, then back to Cape Cod, then to Phoenix, and now... then to Bellingham, and now
Vancouver. Now you're here. Wow. Yes. You've been showing him around town?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've been enjoying as much as we can and doing our photo walks and
Okay, and I'm talking about the world. We're going to play some Russian Tim here. Awesome. Russian Tim. Let's play Russia's Best Dancers, and we'll talk more after that.
зимой, в тихий ветер ночной будет петь о своем. И на миг позабыв, что такое любовь, мы с тобою начнем.
Yeah, that was Russian Tim and Pavel Burries. And that song was called Russia's Best Dancers. And we actually have a lot of different international programs here on CJSF. We have a Chinese, Italian, what else? There's a reggae show. But, you know, there's so many different cultures we have here. And that's what we like to promote. All right. We're back with more Kat and Joe. Okay. So we're going to talk about Christy Lee. Like, how do you know her?
Oh, you know what? I saw her band Wrong play.
Wrong, yes!
Yeah, at Smilin' Buddha, when it was Smilin' Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was one of those moments of, like, wow, unbelievable talent. She blew me away. And from that moment, I was like, oh, I've got to see what else she can do. And as far as I'm concerned, she's got the Midas touch. Everything she goes near is just unbelievably amazing. And, wow, so much talent.
Yeah, and so she's the guitarist, I guess, for
And I think she plays keyboard and here keyboard. And there in the band.
That's right.
Just amazing.
Okay, and then you know another female artist, The Creepshow. Tell me about how you know The Creepshow.
Oh, The Creepshow. I'm a big psychobilly fan, mm-hmm. as is Joe, who actually played in a psychobilly band in Sweden.
Yeah.
Creepshow, excellent Canadian band. Everything they play, everything they do is just fantastic. Just amazing beats. Great band, and really, really excited to see them because they're going to be playing soon, and I have not been able to see them yet, and I want to photograph them so bad.
Yes, yeah. And so this is your chance to run towards them, but this song's called Run for Your Life, right here on CJSF.
your will to fly. Those demons got you, she destroyed you, not my line. Stop now, we don't have to face it. Flee for the baby and it's who he's chasing.
Bar the door. I never let him in.
That was The Dreadnoughts on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we're here talking with Kat Ashby and Joe Koons. Is that how you say it?
Koons,
yes. All right. And yeah, you were saying that they were going to play at the rickshaw. We love the rickshaw. Hi, Mo.
Hey, Mo.
So, yes, they're playing what day?
I believe it's March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. The Dreadnoughts are doing, I think they're playing two nights. Mm-hmm. And then the first night, the Creepshow is opening. So it's going to be an absolutely amazing night of incredible music once again at the rickshaw.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll see you there. And if you love to listen to punk and post-punk, we have a show here called The Blurred Crusade. Check it out.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for The Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
We love the Blurred Crusade, always at high noon. Okay, next, we are going to play a song from the States, the FUs. Tell me about the FUs, Joe.
FUs are a classic hard rock, hardcore band from Boston, one of the first and best from the first wave of hardcore in Boston before my time. But one of the first bands that I heard as I was getting into punk rock and hardcore. And the Freeze played a lot of shows with they had become the Straw Dogs at that point. Mm-hmm. But then they morphed back into being the FUs. And I was lucky enough to play with them for a year around 2015, right before I rejoined the Freeze again for the last tour that we talked about. But, yeah, fantastic band, great guys. Miss them, miss playing that music.
Yeah, and tell me about the song Warlords.
The song Warlords is one of the first, probably the first song I heard by the FUs, and I heard it on a late-night punk rock show from a college radio station in Rhode Island. When I was doing a brief sentence at boarding school in Rhode Island, and that was it was one of those things that made me what I am today.
Rock.
Yeah, we're back. All right. Now we're going to talk about the Jolts. This is one of your song picks. Kat, how do you know the Jolts? Because they're not around anymore. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Jolts. I think I saw them open for SNFU at the Commodore ages ago. They had contacted me after I sent them some photos, and we did some promo photos for them. And it was one of those bands that I had no idea how amazing they were, and uncovered everything they ever did. I just love, and you know, they've got that diverse sort of nature to them, where you know every song has a little bit of different sort of feel to it. Mm-hmm. And the song Veronica is one of those, like, it's so simple, so perfect, so slow but so powerful, and there's just so much energy and something so raw. We'll be right back.
was Veronica by The Jolts from their album 8%. All right. And I was asking these guys if they're still in Vancouver, and you said yes. So tell me about the bands that they're in.
Members of the Jolts are still active, and it's good to see that kind of talent spread out and keep going. And most notably, Joshy is in Chain Whip, which is another one of our absolute favorites.
Yeah.
High energy, the opposite of Veronica right there.
Yeah.
And you picked a song, Joe. Which one did you like for Chain Whip?
I think it's called Don't Talk to Me.
Don't talk to me. Oh gosh, no, we're not going to talk. We're going to sing, because guess what? Kat sings in this next song that we're going to play. Tell me about Burning Hearts.
When I was in Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. This band of amazing human beings, Royal Red Brigade, were recording an album, and they needed gang vocals. And I just happened to be in town with some friends. We all went and went into this stanky little basement, and we all yelled at microphones, and I got to I got to put my voice on something again. So that
And it's been on before. Like, have you sang on other songs
before?
I had
a band in high school, and we did some recording that never saw the light of day. And I did vocals and played guitar in a band.
You did?
Yeah.
Tell us about this band.
We were called Mickey Fish, and there was really no substance to it.
Okay.
I was young and full of energy, and my parents were extremely supportive. Let us jam in the basement, and we played a bunch of shows around town and beyond. And it was, punk's always been there for me, and had a little moment in the sun there.
That's awesome. Well, here's a little bit of your voice in Royal Red Brigade's. Here's Burning Hearts.
I can't help but
and fade out. All right. I had a question about you guys, like, you're working and then you go to these shows at night. How do you have the energy to go to these shows?
Oh, I totally don't. We appreciate an early show.
Yeah.
But I feel like I used to have a lot more energy, and it's... I think we're a little more selective by going out because it does take a lot of energy.
It does. I know. Do you drink coffee? Like, what do you do to sleep?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to very meticulously plan the caffeine.
Yeah. And, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. That's the trick, folks, is coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know, I know you can't see them, but I'll try and post some photos and whatnot. But these guys have tattoos, and they're going to tell me a little bit about their ink.
Yeah, I guess a common sort of theme with our both of our lives is music.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a fairly large chess piece that is SNFU. and I've got a guar tattoo on my back. And and Joe got himself a tattoo of one of our favorite bands.
Yeah, after hearing the Real McKenzies, I was just so inspired. They just they really got into my heart. So I had to go out and get the McKenzies. I don't know.
Dear
it's
Scott.
On a lot of their T-shirts and albums. And there's a lyric that said, "Push the tempo, push the sound." So mm-hmm. I had them put PT and PS on there to remind me to always reach for a little bit more than you feel like you can accomplish at the moment.
Mm. And I know guar shows, it gets a little bit messy. Like, they spray,
So
how do you keep your equipment clean when they're doing all that?
I used to try to keep it clean, and then I decided to just not. So I take the full brunt of it, and I have to thank Nikon for the weather sealing abilities. I'm extremely impressed at the amount of fake blood spray that these things can take, and just never skip a beat.
Yeah, and sometimes you do go in the mosh pit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sometimes the best way to get in there is just to get right
get
in
messy.
There. Just take the abuse. Get
right?
in there. Get the shot.
How about you, Joe? Are you in there as well?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Not my thing anymore. I like to be on the. On the lunatic fringe where I can see everything.
All right, guys. Well, it's the end of the show. So where can people follow you?
I've got the Instagrams.
Yes.
And I believe I'm just Kat Ashby there. And I do have a website, katashby.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot there, but it does exist.
Does Panzer have Instagram?
Oh, he does.
He does?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. And he is Panzer the Rubber Chicken on Instagram, and he'll post his travels as well, and that's always a blast.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I post a lot of photography on Instagram, and the handle is Joe_Coons.
Joe_Coons. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Awesome. Thanks for having
us. Thanks so much for having us.
Wham Bam.
Eat clams.
Here's the best day till tomorrow. The Real McKenzies on CJSF. Good night, guys.
Tell till tomorrow. And it's invested till tomorrow. Well, it's invested till tomorrow. It's invested till tomorrow.
Next up is a hip hop show called Next Up. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham bam, East Band.
Featuring weekly guests, Rad Radio brings you badass punk, street punk, ska, and oi tunes with a special focus on BC and Vancouver DIY bands. Join your host, Johnny Bones, every Thursday from 10 p.m. to midnight.